Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Jim, so the Vikings lose badly, 37-10 at Los Angeles against the Chargers. What's your thoughts?
A brutal game. They pretty much are failing in every possible way right now. And some of the failures are due to injuries, of course, but not everything. You know, the players they brought in to strengthen the defensive line have not done the job. They're getting run on constantly. They got destroyed by a third-string running back last night. The secondary, the rebuilt secondary, is not as good. They're missing Stephon Gilmore. I didn't know how much they would miss Cam Bynum. They are missing him, not because he's a great player, but because he will make play. He'll go get you a turnover every once in a while. And Theo Jackson has not been that kind of player, and Harrison Smith is not what he used to be. They probably shouldn't have brought – I'm not sure they should have brought Harrison Smith back. He's still a competent player, but they needed an upgrade at the position. The offensive line – has been bad, mostly because of injuries, but obviously the depth has not been good enough. Backup quarterback hasn't been good enough. Running backs haven't been good enough. You know, the strength of the team is receiver, but they haven't had good enough blocking or quarterback play to really maximize that advantage. And the linebackers, which are not, probably the second strongest point of the team. You know, Van Ginkle, Cashman have both been hurt. Grenard got hurt last night. Grenard has been, you know, it feels like Grenard's been getting way too much attention from offensive lines because they haven't had other people out there. So it's a real mess. And then on top of everything else, late last night, Kevin O'Connell in his press conference here in L.A. was saying that, boy, he's such a weird communicator. He was basically saying that, yeah, Darisaw tried to go. We appreciate him trying to go. But there's more to his knee injury than we've let on. Well, I mean, basically we knew it was a devastating knee injury, and it was going to take time to come back from. And now he's saying there's some mystery about Darisaw's knee. I don't know. Things feel like they're really falling apart right now.
Yeah, and I heard those same comments you're talking about. And so, I mean, can you count on him? I mean, and you still had O'Neal that missed a game last night, too. I mean, this offensive line, this is, yep, a mess.
It is. And listen, injuries happen, and there is a level of injury that is very difficult to overcome, but it's not just injuries. You know, it can't just be the easy excuse. Sometimes it is. I don't think that is with this team. I think they have multiple layers of problems. Not Darisaw is going to have 10 days to recover. Maybe that cures him. But what I thought was interesting is watching him work out on the field before the game last night. He just didn't look happy. And he went ahead and played, but he never looked like, oh, this is great. My knee feels great. So I don't know if 10 days does it, you know? And so now they're kind of in this position where McCarthy will start the next game if he's healthy enough to. I believe he will be healthy enough to. But it's going to be hard to develop a quarterback if you can't block for him.
What are your thoughts on Carson Wentz and how he played?
Listen, the guy's got guts. He's taken a bunch of hits, but he's an old backup quarterback. That's what he was when they signed him. That's what he was even when he played well, and that's what he is now. He's an old backup quarterback. You don't want to have to rely on him like most backup players in pro sports. You hope they can give you a good week or a good month, and Wentz, you know, hey, listen, that comeback against Cleveland was spectacular. But he just isn't good enough.
What do you think about Justin Herbert and how he played?
Well, he's a brilliant talent. Incredible arm talent, very athletic, runs very well. I mean, he's just one of those guys who, you know, I mean, he's somewhere around the fifth best quarterback in the league. You know, maybe if you love him, you can maybe move him up to like four. If you don't love him, he can't move much farther down than six. He's just a really good player. He's capable of being one of the greats. He has all the tools of being one of the greats, but he's just going to have to win postseason games to do that, to get that kind of recognition. But man, he is so talented. You just, you know, talent enables you to do things that people can't do, you know, simply put. And there are times yesterday where he was like running left and throwing back across his body to the middle of the field, which is an absolute no-no. No quarterback should throw late over the middle, especially when you're moving left as a right-hander. And he just guns the ball in there and gets a 20-yard completion. He's that good, you know? He's a tremendous talent.
Jim, the Vikings schedule is tough coming up November 2nd against the Lions, and they got the Ravens, the Bears, who are looking better, and they've won four games. Packers, Seahawks are a playoff contender, and then the Commanders. So this is not going to be an easy stretch for J.J. McCarthy or whoever is quarterbacking the team.
Yeah, and that's why they really need to devote themselves to developing McCarthy. They got to come out of this year with McCarthy ready to be a winning quarterback, or, you know, they also have to make sure that McCarthy can play. You know, if they need to know that he's their quarterback by the end of this year. And the only way to do that is to play him. He's watched enough football from the sideline. It's not going to be easy. He's going to face a tough schedule, but you know, good quarterbacks have to be able to beat good teams, and they have to learn how to beat good teams. So, and that's where the season is going. What's interesting is that, you know, between the difficulty of the division, the difficulty of the schedule, you can see a path to this team only winning like five games. If you look at the ESPN analytics, they're only favored to win two or three of their remaining games. Now, they'll probably win a game they weren't supposed to win, but, you know it's going to be a struggle to get seven wins.
You know, and I looked this up. It looks like they have eight draft picks next year. Not that we're giving up on the season, and I'm not going that far to say it, but I know that that was brought up that, you know, they do have a lot of draft picks next year, which is something they didn't have this past season.
Yeah, and, you know, so the drafting has not been good enough. And now we're seeing Dallas Turner just not being a player, even though, you know, he was a first-round draft pick with lots of physical talent. The drafting has not been good enough. They've survived with trades and veteran free agency. 2 years ago, they had an incredible year in veteran free agency. They've made very good trades. But this last class of veteran free agents is not doing it. Jordan Mason has been okay, but he hasn't been a difference maker. Hargrave and Allen, I think they're good players, but they're playing like old players right now. They probably shouldn't have traded Harrison Phillips. He probably would have been helpful in some way. You know, Theo Jackson hasn't been good enough. Isaiah Rodgers had one spectacular game, but he's not a top two corner, I don't think. He might not be a top three corner. He's just not great in man-to-man coverage, despite his speed and his skills. And the offensive line, you know, Ryan Kelly had a history of injuries and concussions. They signed him. They put their money there, and he hasn't been able to play much. Will Fries has been good, but it just hasn't been, you know, last year they won largely because they put their money in the right places. This year doesn't look like they put their money in the right places.
Jim, World Series starts tonight. Dodgers play the Blue Jays. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be a fascinating series. I think I told you I got my first World Series I ever covered. It was 93 when Paul Molitor was the MVP of the series. I loved being in Toronto. I loved the atmosphere on that town. It's really cool to see the Jays back. Dodgers have more star power than the Jays. The Jays might have the better team, but these games can go a million different ways, and some guy you've never heard of can win it in the 13th inning, so we can't pretend we know what's going to happen. But I think the pivotal point of this series will probably be, can the Jays either beat or survive the Dodgers' frontline starting pitching? In other words, of course, you'd like to just score runs on them, but if you can't score runs on them, then they need to wear them down and get them out of the game, because I think the Jays' lineup against the Dodgers' bullpen is a mismatch in favor of the Jays. I think that's where they can win this series.
Timberwolves play the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Any thoughts on that matchup?
You know, Luka had a great first game. Lakers lost that game, and Luka looked a little gimpy toward the end. So it'll be just really interesting to see, can Luka be a one-man team? Can they support him enough? You know, will they have a chip on their shoulder after getting beat up in the playoffs last year? And is Luka going to be able to be fully healthy and play a lot of minutes? As far as the Wolves, I think they're in pretty good shape.
The Gopher football team is playing at Iowa tomorrow. Can the Gophers pull off a win here?
Can they? Yes. I don't know what the betting line is, but I'm guessing Iowa's a narrow favorite. It's not a great narrow. I don't think it's a great Iowa team, but Iowa plays well in Iowa. It's a tough place for the Gophers to go. But yeah, listen, I think Lindsey's playing well. You know, Parrott, he's kind of finding his way, but he's always capable of a big game turning play. The fact that Darius Taylor looked like himself last week, I think, is a big deal. If the Lions offensive defensive line plays well as he did last week against Nebraska, then they have a chance to win.
And the Gophers have won 5 this year. Is 8 wins realistic? 9 wins? Are those things that are possibilities for this team, do you think?
Well, you're probably going to have to beat Iowa to get to 9. And, you know, maybe to get to 8, definitely to get to 9. So this is another, like Nebraska game, this is kind of a swing game, is whether it's going to be a really good season or just kind of a average season.
Wild got Utah at home. Is Utah any good?
They had a good game the other night. So they're not bad, you know, and I think the Wild have to worry about themselves more than their opponent. They need to start scoring goals. And listen, they had a rough road trip. It was a long road trip. Now they get, I think, a 6-game homestand. So this is where they need, you know, it has not been a great start to the season for them, but you know, if they have a good homestand, they'll suddenly be above 500 and kind of in the thick of things.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Full slate is up at TalkNorth.com. We'll have Chin Music out today previewing the World Series. We have Randy Shaver's High School Football Show, which is also on YouTube. We have the John Krasinski Show, which is also on YouTube. We have Mark Rosen Sports Monday, which we'll have a new episode of that out later today or early tomorrow morning. Fantasy Football Show with Randy Shaver and Kevin Gorg is a lot of fun. And everything's at TalkNorth.com or your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thanks, Jay.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Dream Getaway 88. First code word of the day is confuse. C-O-N-F-U-S-E. Confuse. I'll spell it again for you. C-O-N-F-U-S-E. Confuse. That's our first code word of the day. Our next code word coming up at 10:20 with Kelly Cords. We'll also have one with Jim Maurice at 12:28, and then an app-only code word at 3 this afternoon. Dream Getaways on WJON are brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Services, Burst Travel, Schwebel Getz and Sieben, Sox Rapid Car Wash, Legacy Upfitters in Wade Park, and Four Seasons Builders. Dream Getaway 88, first code word of the day is confuse. News next.